This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Here we go. Your dial set correctly to USA Prepares. And we broadcast 2 hours a day, 5 days a week from high atop the Ozarks for now. Jason is engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. He does a great job. Thank you, Jason. He's very proactive. And I'm going to have to see if I can get him an attaboy from Ted Anderson. If you'd like to call us, we'll pay for the call, 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Telephone listen line is up and running, 605-477-3249. Hour number one is with Dr. Margaret. Hour number two is me, and I'll be talking about my new book that you cannot buy because I haven't published it yet. And I have no timeline for publishing it. So it's just a book that I've been writing, and it's in a spiral-bound notebook. I'm going to talk about tips and the way I live and our family lives. Welcome, Dr. Margaret.
Well, hello there, Vincent. How are we doing today?
Very, very well, Dr. Margaret. You know, I was thinking about that beautiful farm that you sent me an image of that's for sale in Spain from the 15th century. Absolutely magnificent. Yeah, I could do it. I could bring the whole family over there, and we could restore it to its former excellence. And absolutely magnificent. But I've got a couple questions. In that picture, I saw a tower. It looks like a transmission tower, cell towers. Do you have a lot of cell towers in Spain?
Well, that's one thing we have to start looking around now. There are more than when I came here, you know, 20 years ago. Whenever I look at property, I do look for that. I didn't notice that in the photograph. I wouldn't say there are that many. Here, the most, probably the thing that kind of concerns me most are the windmills, you know, the electrical generators with the big windmills, because we have nice hills on the coast with a nice breeze, but they do cause a lot of environmental difference and some animal damage, and as well as human, you know, molestation. So, things is something. 5G is not the big plan here, although it's probably going to happen in Europe. I would have to look again at the picture. Let me just get back to the beautiful home. It is inspirational, isn't it? I mean, it would be so lovely. I hear you all. It looks like everybody that you're talking to is getting ready to move. They're just not quite sure where. And
that seems to be
a new sort of topic. It's moved kind of up to the top of the priority list, because where you are does matter. And I'm also noting that nobody wants you or anybody else, they didn't say that, but I'm inferring, to leave the area. And I'm wondering if it's a second language problem. I understand completely. I was mute for 3 years here. Now, I think of your children and the futures, and I know that your two beautiful sons would have no problem finding beautiful partners, mates, wives over here. They would be so highly desirable, being talented and well-bred. So, you know, it's a mix. Nothing's perfect. You're a little old. I'm older than you. You know, changing language is a big thing. Oh, I don't know what to say. I just hear people being concerned, uncertain, nervous, stressed. Stress is very unhealthy. But and I know, I'm hearing y'all are going to be building a fort out there.
Well, you know,
you're going to need.
Yeah.
You're going to need a fence. You're going to need guards. You're going to need detection equipment. I would have me some good old hound dogs of a few different types. You know, we're arming up. Is that peace? So, and how many does it take against how many? And don't bring knives to a gunfight. So it's just all complicated. It's very different. Yeah, here it is not that way. People are not on edge constantly. It's just, I don't know. Y'all are welcome to come visit. I know you're tied to your place. But anytime anybody or any of our friends would like to come and I'll give them a little tour, that's available. But life changes are difficult. When do we make them? Too soon? Too late? Never?
Both grandparents, or actually all four of my grandparents on both sides, came from Italy around 1900.
And so did my great-grandpa.
I've got to commend all of them because it took a lot of guts to leave Europe not speaking the language, English. In our family's case, it was they spoke Italian, and they lived in a stone home, very much like the stone home that you sent me images of, built in the 1500s, magnificent properties. And they came over here with a little more than a suitcase. It was a what'd you call it? It was a little chest, and maybe 2 feet by 3 feet by 3 feet high, and we still have
trunks. They use
that's it.
Yes.
Yeah. A trunk. And they put all their possessions, whatever they were going to bring, and that was it. That was everything that they brought. Hopped on a ship. I'm sure it was not very comfortable, and that's what they did. And you've got to give them a lot of credit because how many of us could do that? Now they were, you know, probably in their 20s when they did it. They're a lot healthier and they had a lot more strength, and you know, they hadn't peaked out in terms of physical strength yet. But that's what they did. And I was thinking about my grandparents' house. He bought a house. My grandfather bought a house on the East Coast, and it had 2 bedrooms. Bathroom, they put in a bathroom. This was the house was built probably in the late 1800s, maybe 1880. And he wanted a basement. It didn't have a basement, so he got a shovel, and my grandfather dug by hand a basement. Now nobody does that today. Nobody even considered doing that today, right? But that's what he did: a wheelbarrow, a bucket, and a shovel, and then he. He formed the walls out of stones and mortared them, and that's what he did.
Yep.
But that's the way people did things back then.
Humans can actually do physical work, you know, and they've mostly always done it. The thing about all of your people coming over, mine came over from various parts of Europe, either pre or post World War One or Two. That's what war will do to you. It will make you pick up your stuff and get out of Dodge if you can. The thing is, if you can. And then where are you going to go? Well, first, you have to save yourself. So, yes, it's rough. It's rough. And I have no suggestions. I just look at the alternatives. Everyone's different. But we have to think of the present and the future. And so actually, if you don't have another, okay, let me say this about the Spanish house and living. The thing I ended up thinking at the end of our last conversation was I neglected to realize and to say that really what we need is cooperation, coordination, communication. All of this about food storage, building a community, preparing, getting your ammunition. Like for me, for food storage, one of the things I'm going to talk about today is not everybody has to do every individual thing. Get some friends, maybe some family members. Who has a lot of peaches? Who has pumpkins? Who's good at doing this? Who's good at doing that? Share it. Have the little conversations, group meetings, Skype, whatever's, there's ways to communicate for the moment. But while we have the time, work together. It makes it more fun. I'm trying to add fun into this formula. Food conservation and storage, we're talking about survival, doesn't have to be a punishment. I'm going to talk today about harvesting and enjoying the harvest that's available. I'm not going to talk about cans and boiling and temperatures and all that. So that's just one topic. I have a couple, but one is, yes, and as you all are talking about, getting together, forming groups, forming living places, coordinating for survival, we just have to talk about it more. We can't do it alone. And then you have the trust problem. And even in a family, you're going to have trust problems. I have siblings who will go sneak in and eat all the Oreos.
The trust problem is really, really big. And I can tell you firsthand that it's a major consideration. Who would you like to spend the rest of your life with? I'm not talking about as a wife or a husband. I'm talking about in the village. Who would you like to spend
your... A compañero, somebody to share the bread with. We walk along the path with.
I've said this, and it does bear repeating, because it really is important. So for 5 years, Dr. Sheely and I and so many others, Dr. Joel Wallach, Rick Miller, John Reagan, the list goes on and on and on, John Moore, John Stadtmiller, a whole bunch of us have been to, I formed a meetup in Springfield, Missouri, about an hour from our farm.
Mm-hmm.
And those guys, at the drop of a hat, voted Dr. Sheely out, and while they were at it, they voted me out. They threw us out. So what ended up happening, they did a great job. They got rid of us, and ultimately the whole thing collapsed. So, and how do you deal, and I don't know, I really honestly don't know, how do you deal with people who are so careless, so reckless, no real loyalty? Only a few people had loyalty, but not enough to keep it going. So, when you invite people to your village, how do you make sure that they don't destroy the whole village from within by just being reckless?
Well, I guess you'll have to have some entrance tests and requirements. It's like a private club. You don't get to pick your family, but you do get to pick your friends. And then people change. So it's, dealing with people is extremely difficult. When you ask who would you like to sort of, in quotation marks, spend your life with, I'm thinking, well, my dog, because...
Me too.
Go ahead, I hear the music.
Me too. The more people I meet, the more I love my dog.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
Except for our instructors. I really love our instructors. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Margaret's with us live in Spain. And, Dr. Margaret, you hit on such an important topic, trust. And I just want to share a thought with you and love to hear your comments. So we live in a small village. There's only 100 people who live in the village itself, and we live outside the village. So most of the farms around here are, let's say, 100-plus acres. Maybe one farmer is about 500 acres. We're about 241 acres. And these farms have been in the families for a long time, ever since the land was stolen from the Indians, literally, except for us.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have existing relationships. So, for example, a number of the farmers, the husband has died and the wife cannot handle the baling of the hay. They've sold off their equipment. And so what happens in this part of the world is, if you have the equipment, you can do the hay with someone who owns the land. So what we do is we will cut their hay and bale their hay. They get half, we get half. So they can sell their half and pay their taxes with that. And then we can use our half to feed the cows. So we have these existing relationships for years. Well, what happens is other farmers, everybody knows who has the relationships. They see us on the tractors in the hot sun and bailing hay. They will try to move in and undermine and undo those long-term existing relationships. Okay? That happens. I find that offensive. I find that not polite, and I find that as an attack on us. So when it comes to that, I can't work with those people in our village. I will not help them because they are trying to hurt us. Financially, they're trying to cause us problems with our cows because our cows depend on the bales of hay. You know, we know how many bales of hay we've got in the pipeline, how many we're going to have, roughly, and we operate based on that. So we adjust our herd size. Well, if those deals are undone, then we have to sell our cows at fire sale prices, and it hurts us. But the other farmers, they figure that, well, you know, all's fair in love and war, I guess, and so, you know, poaching, I guess, is an accepted practice around here. People will hunt illegally out of season without permission on people's farms. They'll just kill animals. They think that's normal. So, and one other example is I asked our neighbor, I mean, his fence and our fence, it's the same fence. Okay? His property starts right where ours ends. And it goes for half a mile. I asked him if he would support me for running for the electric co-op. And he said, you caught me off guard. He wouldn't support me. So now how am I supposed to react and help people who are like this, people who poach, people who won't support me in lowering their electric bill, people who want to steal the relationships that we have? Is it like that in Spain? Is it anything goes, the Wild West per se?
No. It's, as I've used the word before, it's a tight culture. The relationships have gone on for years and years and years. People know who the other is, and they know their mama, and they know their grandma. You don't break those kinds of agreements. They don't easily let strangers or foreigners in, even though I kind of fit in nicely. They know that I'm not part of the deal. I benefit from their agreements because they bring me a lot of things. But no, now that doesn't mean to say that people will not violate. Some people can be bought out, but there will be repercussions in the community. You know, people are married to each other. This is a generational thing. It's just not that way in the States. First of all, families have been broken. Contracts don't matter. Money does. I'm confused about what I would do in your situation. I think in your situation, I would not be there. Otherwise, I would have to have some way to establish and collect around me and work with some highly trusted friends. That, you know, we used to do blood brothers and sisters. We'd cut our fingers and mix our blood together.
Hold that thought.
Go ahead.
We'll be right back. We're going into a commercial break. We'll be right back.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes. The United Auto Workers strike against General Motors into day five now, but negotiators for GM and the UAW are said to be making progress towards ending the nationwide strike by nearly 50,000 workers. They walked out last Sunday at midnight after talks fell apart. New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio's presidential campaign is over. His long shot bid for the Democratic nomination began back in May, but never really got any traction, and he says now it's time he refocus on running the Big Apple.
The irony is, if you're talking about who would be president of the United States, I still believe there's a lot to be said for a chief executive, but it's actually really hard for a chief executive to have the time.
He spoke on MSNBC. Comedian Kevin Hart back home out of a hospital after a bad car crash earlier this month. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Why today?
God, you're
take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, Dr. Margaret's with us. She's live in Spain. And I've never met her. And I've never met Kyle in Montana either. I've got to tell you, some of my dearest friends, I've never met. And some of my most trusted friends, I've never met. Welcome, Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, good morning, Vince. I just had a couple of thoughts, Vince.
Who is it?
My name is Kyle. Montana.
Oh, Kyle. Hi, Kyle.
Oh, good morning.
And seriously, Dr. Margaret, I've never met Kyle. He's been calling in for years. We talk on and off the air. He's brilliant. He knows a lot about a lot. He's done a lot of things. His advice is right on point. He's got lots of experience in lots of areas. And that's kind of who we are. And I was thinking about Dr. Margaret during the commercial announcements, and she knows a lot about a lot and can talk about, well, there's nothing that I found that she can't talk about. And
pretty
is well versed
in.
And that's kind of who we are. And Dr. Margaret, you sent me an email. You said one of our instructors is a polymath, meaning many math, and Dr. Margaret is a polydo, meaning she does a lot of things. So back to you, Kyle.
That's great. You know, I had some thoughts, Vince, about living in another country. And, you know, the reality that my experiences have been is that there are differences in culture for people. But in reality, people are people. And if there is the, you know, terrible situations, SHTF type scenarios, you know, that because if this country goes down, it's going to plunge a lot, if not most, of the world into the same sort of depression. And if that happens, those, I believe personally, and this is not coming against anything you're saying, Dr. Margaret, but because I like Vince, really admire your knowledge and your wisdom. But my feeling is this, that people, if they take care of themselves and there's a real culture and they go back generations and generations together, they're going to take care of themselves first, and foreigners will be way down the totem pole. And it's like even John Reagan. I admire John tremendously, but even looking at going to Belize, I looked that up just for curiosity. The maximum amount of ammunition you can have in Belize is 100 rounds, and you get thrown in jail for 101. And it takes 6 months to a year to be able to get a firearm down there. And the same thing was, I don't know what Spain is like necessarily, but you have both sides of a coin. Number one, you can't defend yourself hardly at all. But number two, there's not a lot of guns to be able to have to defend against. What worries me about Europe tremendously is I have a acquaintance whose family still lives in Czechoslovakia. I asked her the other day about the migrant problem over there, and she said it is absolutely horrible where they are. She said her dad and her two brothers and her mom boarded up their house because there was a mob of these migrants that came through that numbered, they said about 200 people. And they were literally with baseball bats beating them from entering their house, hitting anybody that come through. She said that her parents told her that they stole everything that wasn't nailed or screwed down. So to me, I understand living in this country is probably going to be really bad, but the only thing I think that it will be worse is being a foreigner in a culture that where you are the major outsider and have no way other than possibly a machete or a baseball bat to defend yourself.
Well, why am I thinking of 25 to 40 million illegal immigrants in the United States? poised
Absolutely.
For whatever action. The number, it's a numbers game. It's a numbers game. I agree with your comment that people are people, and human beings are the most vicious predators on the earth. However, over here, and I guess outside of the country, what I've found is that if you're a good person, courteous, respectful, honest, pleasant, helpful, useful, contributive, they will be nice to you. Let me give you a contradictory bit of information. Here, when I first came, you know, it's normal for Americans to eat alone in a restaurant or anywhere. I mean, we're getting more used to eating alone than anywhere else. But in a restaurant, when I used to go here to eat out lunch by myself, the people around me would always insist that I join them. They said there was nothing sadder than seeing someone eat alone. I live on the Camino of Santiago. There was a film by Martin Sheen called The Way. And this is a 1,000-year-old pilgrimage route from Eastern Europe and other parts of the world into the end of the earth, which is Santiago de Compostela. So along that route, the notion and the custom always has been the travelers, who are foreigners, always can stop and get a sandwich or something to drink or sleep in the stable or whatever. There are hostels. There are free places. It's made for pilgrims. Now, I'm not talking about Germany. And I'm not talking about even Italy, and I don't think France does it. But in this part of the world, Spain, Portugal, and even part of France, they are used to people walking through. They won't let people die alone on the side of the road. The problem is illegal immigration.
Yes.
If you're legal, then what else can they ask for? And if you're a good person, I'm going to say you'll be integrated and accepted if that's what you try to do.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that that would change if your food supply was dropped by about 70%?
I think they'd still share the bread with you. They'd still give you a glass of wine. You can still sleep under the tree. We're talking about post-war cultures. The people here have suffered. They know what it is not to have anything to eat. They've been there. They've either suffered here or they've gone away and then they've come back. But the suffering human condition is they're just more compassionate. And again, they're not armed except with extremely dangerous farm tools.
Okay.
Is
there much of the migrant migration in Spain of the people coming from Africa and everywhere else, Muslim countries?
Do you mean legal or illegal?
Both.
Well, people come through here. The illegal ones who do come to shore are spotted at about, 10 miles offshore. We have people who insist on helping and saving every person. We have others who deny picking up or are denied the possibility to pick up the people floating in the rafts and dying. There's a different mix, but actually the people who come here don't want to stay in Spain. They keep marching up to France and Germany where there's a lot more free stuff. And the tables have kind of turned. The countries are not the same. Portugal's a pretty nice accepting place as well. I guess when you get into those more heavy western, northern, you know, European countries, it's not so gentle. So, you know, let me stop talking. Say something else.
Oh, well, I agree with you that the culture has a huge impact on people. And I do agree that that Europeans, as a rule, have went through, you know, World War II and where it was fought on their shores. The only thing that I think that where things will get dicey for the entire world, no matter where you are, is going to be when there's no food or very little food. And do I believe America is going to get really bad? Probably. But at the same time, if there's no food and nothing to, or not a lot of food, or they have very difficult times, and we have brutal winters in a lot of the northern places. And I think the illegals, when there's nothing left in this country, will be headed back south fast as they can go. And there will be many, I think also, you know, I hate to say it this way, but in reality, my dad was in Korea and saw combat for a very long time. And he said things that I've learned from him that I've observed and seen to be true. When things get really, really, really bad, what they're going to find out is that the white male that's in this country that's been attacked and demeaned and lied about and lied to are going to get so mad dog mean that people are going to run from this country that are illegal, because they're going to find out that there's a reason they whipped Britain. You know, I'm just saying it like I think it's probably going to play out when times get extremely difficult. And I think, I mean, you know, I just think it's going to end up being, I think there'll be a lot of, there's a lot of really good people, and especially up here. I mean, it's like Vince and I have talked, it's like I live around Mayberry for most of the, I mean, we have crime, but compared to a lot of the other eastern side of the United States and things like that, we have a lot of good people, a lot of farmers. Same kind of thing like Vince's, but I get along with almost all of these farmers, every one of them.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Margaret's with us live in Spain. Kyle's with us on the phone in Montana. Just a quick comment. In our part of Missouri, you won't fit in if you're not from here. You won't fit in if you don't go to the local Baptist church. And you won't fit in if you're not willing to be taken advantage of. It's as simple as that. And from our perspective, we don't go to the local Baptist church. We're not from here, and we will not be taken advantage of. We certainly are willing to help, well, we were willing to help everyone, but that list is getting smaller and smaller and smaller as people have drawn the lines in the sand that they are not interested in working with us. We're not interested in working with them. When we find poachers, we will not help them. When we find people who are trying to steal from us, our agreements, our contracts, our arrangements, things on our farm, poaching, if they try to steal from us, we will not work with them. And that's like forever. You know, when someone violates our trust, they've taught us a lesson. And we remember that lesson. But it seems like it's different for you, Kyle. And it seems like it's different for you, Margaret. Kyle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so, Vince. I'll let Dr. Margaret finish up here. But, you know, I think there's going to be there's so many dynamics that I believe are going to happen, you know, that are playing into this thing. And the reality is the world, in a sense, by these world banks are being played, and we don't even recognize all of it. And there's really going to be no escape, I don't think, anywhere from it. Because in my opinion, what I've seen from Spanish and Indian culture and different things where I've been to college and been around Norwegian culture and people that I've known there, they're still clannish, you know, and if times get rough, they're going to end up taking care of their own first. And I think people are people. Just better make sure. I wish you and your family were up here, Vince, because I guarantee you would absolutely I think, love this area more than anything in the world. But I do understand why you're there and where you're there for a reason. But I do wish you were here, because I know that there's Rich and I and so many. I could introduce you to probably 15 people right now that would, that are so much like you, and that it would blow your mind. I mean, literally blow your mind.
I've gotten calls from them.
Dr. Margaret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I've gotten calls from them at the farmhouse, people who live in your neck of the woods in Montana. Of course, Rich even found us. You did. Your wife did. Freeze dry guy. He's up there. So many. And, let me ask you just one question before you go. I'd love to hear both of your responses.
Sure.
Me first. Is it as much me first in Montana as I see it is here? And then, Dr. Margaret, is it as much me first in Spain as it is here? Kyle?
I think there is an element of that everywhere. And I do see that around a lot of places, me first, believe me. But when times, if you need something, I guarantee events right now, I'm within walking distance easily of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people that if I needed something, they would be here in 30 minutes or an hour at the latest.
Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, if I needed something, how long would it take you to get here? And I'm not kidding.
A little too long.
Yeah, there are, Joey would be here, and there are a few others. But for the most part, the meetup group, even though they've known me for years, they've thrown us overboard. So I've learned. They've taught me. Dr. Margaret, we only have a couple minutes. Any comments about today's topic? You're a wealth of information and a delight.
Well, thank you, but I must say that y'all have really messed up my plan for today. I was not going to have any negative information discussed. This was going to be a happy little presentation about how we can make the most of today and the near future, celebrating the harvest.
How about next Friday, same time, same station, next Friday, Dr. Margaret?
Okay, because it's really an easy and enjoyable part. And Halloween is coming, and there's a way to make this survival thing enjoyable, and there's a lot to learn. So, I love all the topics. We could talk for hours.
Yes, we can.
nice to meet you, Kyle, about the people being people. I've studied people all of my life. I was kept trying to figure out what they're about. Let me say this about trust and your native area and your friends from forever and even family. In the past few years, I have been so hurt, abused, stolen from, and betrayed by friends of 50 years ago. They changed.
We're out of time. Dr. Margaret, thank you so much for being
here. This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. 6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.